Good morning. I'm Michelle Hines. I'm going to be presenting part of, one of two studies I did for my dissertation. This was the qualitative component while I was at Emory University in the Behavioral Science Department. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I'm briefly just going to go over a little bit of context on displacement and intimate partner violence, or IPV, and then the situation in Colombia, and then go into the actual study and have some discussion and conclusions. So we know that the prevalence of physical and sexual IPV, there's a wide range globally. And these rates of IPV vary both within and between countries. And certainly part of that is due to differing methodologies, but partly it can be due to contextual factors that may influence women's rates of intimate partner violence. Now, certainly we know that physical and sexual IPV are not the only kinds of IPV. The UN defines IPV as including social and economic IPV, but these are the most widely used and best defined. And certainly there are many physical and mental poor health outcomes, which I've listed here, that have been well documented. So when we think about displacement, and let me just clarify for those who might not know, internally displaced IDPs are like refugees, although they have not crossed their national border. And this can present even greater challenges when they're stuck within their own country and there aren't the same mandates, for example, with the UN to provide aid. And sometimes they're not as reachable as if they had crossed into another country. So IDPs, internally displaced persons, are often characterized by extreme poverty. You have a breakdown of infrastructure and support systems, and often higher levels of general violence. And these extreme changes within displaced communities may have effects on gender roles and subsequent unknown effects on risk for IPV. So Colombia, the yellow arrow points to where the study was, outside of Cartagena, Colombia. Colombia has been the site for internal conflict and violence for over four decades, and this conflict intensified during the 1990s. And Colombia has one of the highest IDP populations of any country, with an estimated 3.6 million. And about half of those live in urban areas. Many of the IDPs have come from rural agricultural communities, and they flee to slums outside of the larger cities in search of work. But because they're coming from farming backgrounds, finding employment in a city presents some challenges. So turning now to the actual study, I explored through women's voices, the women's perceptions and experiences regarding the effects of being displaced and those displacement effects on their social networks, the expectations and roles for men and women, and their ability to fulfill those expectations, and how this all had an impact on their relationships and IPV. So my research question was, how does the experience of displacement alter gendered roles and expectations in a way that influence the risk of IPV? And I hypothesized that changing gender roles in the presence of patriarchal gender norms would be viewed as transgressive and elevate a woman's risk to experience IPV. So the study setting was in a fairly unique community. It was unique because it had been built by women, They had gotten funding from the UN, the US, various other places. Housing is one of the primary concerns for IDP. They live in very dangerous slum conditions, or they're, you know, staying with friends and family, and in overcrowded conditions. So they got funding to build some housing, and it's known as a women's community. And the women own their own homes, and they own them solely, which is unique in Colombia, because if you're married or partnered, your partner has the right to sell your property as much as he does his own, and there's not much women can do about it, and that is not the case with these homes. And this presents an interesting plus-minus situation for them if they're in a violent relationship. So there were 33 women in this displaced community, and they were recruited with a local women's organization that worked in this community. And we made an effort to capture a range of characteristics of age, time displaced, marital status, etc. The fieldwork was done in 2010, and the interview guide covered these four areas: general living conditions, social network, gender norms, and IPV, both within the community and their own relationships. Just to highlight a couple things, as makes sense from an agricultural community, you know, the majority of both women and their partners had some middle school or less, about 3 kids at home, an average of 10 years displaced. The age range of 18 and 49 was selected because this was paired with a demographic health survey from Colombia, so we had to pair up the ages. Of course, IPV occurs younger and older than this. So you'll see that almost all of the women were cohabitating rather than married, but this is not an unusual situation for Colombia, where a formal Catholic wedding in the church is very expensive, and so many women are in more informal. Virtually all women were working, either from home, outside, or both. Even the 4 women who were not working had recently had children and were planning on going back to work. And almost 60% had a different partner than pre-displacement, which, you know, speaks to the breakdown of family and social structures. And 45% reported IPV, defined as verbal, sexual, physical abuse. So I organized the information from the interviews into these 4 domains, where we've got the expected gender norms, the context of the circumstances in which they're living, and then women's employment and men's underemployment. And these 4 things really brought about disempowerment, stress, isolation, conflict within the relationship, which all fed into intimate partner violence. So as I mentioned, with IDPs in general, this community and IDPs in Colombia are poor and marginalized, and they represent communities that were already marginalized in society, indigenous groups that were already had economic deprivation and were had prejudice against them. They came from rural farmer communities and were working in sporadic menial labor. They all came from different places, so the social networks and supports were weak. And there was a lot of mention of gossip and suspicion, sorry, I was looking at the time and I lost my thought process. This housing situation that I mentioned, where it's this women's created community, which presented some interesting dynamics. So the housing I mentioned, So she has advantages of having her own housing, not having to pay rent, it's safe, she has something to leave her children, but you can imagine if she has a violent partner that won't leave the house, then she has facing a choice of abandoning the one thing she owns or maintaining a relationship with a violent partner. So it was a double-edged sword here that this quote speaks to. Patriarchal gender norms were described as the norms that both women and their partners held. Men's domain was outside to work and provide for the family. Women were supposed to be at home taking care of the house and the children and their partner. Women did multiple things. They sold things from their home. Many worked as maids in the city. Lots of these things were sort of under the table, so there was very little recourse if someone decided not to pay them or skimp on the money owed to them. And the women framed this as gender normative, that they were helping, that times were hard, and this is what they were doing to help their partner. And in fact, what they earned was just a fraction of what their partner could earn. So it was framed in the context of this is just an extension of my role, and I can still do my duties at home. He knows I'm just helping, and he knows I don't work every day, so I don't leave the house unattended. Well, whether the partner agreed with this or not led to IPV, particularly if the woman was working outside the home. This could lead to a lot of conflict within the partnership. I'm out of time, so sorry, let me just go quickly. More importantly than this, though, was men's underemployment. Both men and women were very hard on the men for not being able to support their families. It wasn't just the men feeling bad. It was intermittent work, menial. Women linked this more than their own work, more commonly to IPV. And it was viewed as transgressive, as I mentioned. His stress, it's due to the worry of the stress, men just want to take off and not come back anymore. And women themselves would feel that they weren't a true man. They were not living up to their role when they failed to support the family, and they resented it. So some limitations. I did not interview men, and this is a fairly unique community where they own their own homes, so this may not be representative of other IDPs in Colombia. And I thought this quote was a good summation. It's not the images of manhood or womanhood which changed, but rather the possibilities of living them. And I'll just end here by saying this really encompasses this thought that the gender norms have not had time to adapt and change, but their actual roles have. And so they are forced to do different roles than what their norms say is acceptable, both to men and women, and this really created a lot of conflict and tension within the home and increased rates of IPV. Thank you.